The holy story you're about to hear will reveal God's kingdom. It'll touch and bless your heart, lift your spirit, and give you hope. I'm happy to share with you the story of the kingdom of God.
The revelation of the kingdom of God. God's secret love promise. This story is about a great holy king in heaven who ruled by love. He joyously loved to give and had a great holy kingdom. His rule was very tender and softly kind. He had extremely valuable citizens born from his love. He deeply loved his citizens dearly, even as much as himself. And in love, he served them. They're his own family and are very precious in his sight. They were many and could not be numbered, for they were growing constantly. They were pure and perfect people, born in heaven and lived in peace. They were very prosperous, wealthy people, very gentle and kind. They served their great king, walked with him by faith, and loved him very much. They were as his children, and he was as their father. The great king made a big, secret promise to his citizens to help them love and grow throughout eternity. And he promised them a very special gift. God's great holy plan. In his wisdom, the great king devised an elaborate holy love plan to bring more joy to his citizens, to help them love and grow throughout eternity, and for new life to begin with his new kings, a wonderful new life. He planned to build a new great holy kingdom for his citizens, a new world. It would be a huge, new, wonderful holy kingdom, a world within itself. So he prepared much room in his heart for his new holy kingdom, to help his citizens grow in peace and joy throughout eternity. Because he loved to give, in his wisdom, the great king decided to create new kings to help him rule his citizens in his new world yet to come. He'll divide up his new holy kingdom and share it with his new kings. He also planned to divide up some of his citizens and gift them to his new kings to rule alongside him. He then divided and gifted his new kings to each tribe of his citizens. He made a big secret promise to his citizens that their new kings will treat them very special and love them very much, just as he does. A marriage made in heaven. To keep his big secret promise, the great king decided to fashion his new kings in such a way that they couldn't live without their gifted citizens. They will be as one. They'll be married. In his wisdom, the great king planned a great wedding day for his new kings and their gifted citizens. As father, they'll all live together in peace and joy with him in his new, beautiful holy kingdom, in his new world yet to come. How God's kings are made. The great king was very happy and excited about his new kings and loved them as himself, as his own sons. He'll fashion his new kings similar to himself, in his image, and give them great wisdom and power. They'll be unique and peculiar kings. No two will be alike. In his wisdom, the great king decided to create his new kings as body, soul, and spirit. And he also gave them his Holy Spirit to live inside them as their breath of life. From the dust of the ground, the great king formed his new kings and breathed his life into them. The great king made his new kings beautiful. They were gorgeous in his sight. In his love for his dear citizens, the great king gave birth to his new kings. The great king decided to put a love to give and a love to live in the hearts of his new kings. He also made them with a deep love to create, all designed for the goal of bringing joy throughout eternity to their gifted citizens, to gently rule them with tender love. The great king decided to make his new kings' lives inseparable from their gifted citizens. So he put a special yearning in each of his new kings. They would secretly yearn for him as Father Creator, and also secretly yearn for their gifted citizens. Likewise, after he made his big secret promise to his citizens, they instantly started yearning for their new kings. The great king made his new kings peculiar and very special, for they would have to rule alongside him and bring extra joy to their gifted citizens. That's why he decided to make them so much like himself, yet different. Now the great king decided to give his new kings three key gifts: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The great king took delight as father with the idea of seeing his new kings grow up before him as his children. Each day, they'll grow stronger in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The great king wanted his new kings to rule with wisdom, to rule by using love. The great king couldn't just grant his new kings with full wisdom. The new kings wouldn't have the experience to know what the absence of wisdom was like. Besides, just giving them all the wisdom initially would interfere with their uniqueness and hamper their understanding. But instead, the multiple depths and layers of experience would enhance their uniqueness and boost their understanding. So the great king decided to give them wisdom through experience. Naturally, he would never let his new kings gain wisdom experience by testing and practicing on his precious citizens. They were too valuable. His new kings would have to get their wisdom experience another way. They would have to be trained. So the great king went to a far, far land to create and train his new kings, far, far away from his citizens. God's Secret Field of Kings. As seeds planted in the field, the great king planted his new kings for a future crop harvest of sons. In his far, far land, the great king created many things and many creatures, all with the goal of growing his new kings, preparing his new kings, as preparing a groom for his bride and their wedding day. The great king looked forward to the day his new kings would rule beside him as his sons. He wanted to see the new joy in his citizens overflow when they meet their new kings. The great king had a big job ahead of him. He had to train many, many kings. He would be intimately involved in all their training details, for his citizens were very precious to him and very dear to his heart. The great king had to train his new kings how to rule, how to love, and to have compassion. He had to train them how to give. In his wisdom, the great king decided to use trials and tribulations to train his new kings. Through trials and tribulations, his new kings would get the wisdom experience they'll need to rule with him. the great king also used the clock of time and slotted events to create experiences to nurture his new kings. He let them live among themselves. In their training, he let them practice on each other, to practice being kind to each other, to love each other, and have compassion on each other. The great king was with them each day and helped them in their training. He even walked with them and taught them. God's Great Harvest of Kings. In his far, far land, the great king planted many, many kings. His field of kings was vast. One by one, as they grew ripe, the great king harvested his new kings, as a farmer would harvest his crops. In his wisdom, the great king used his one by one harvested kings to work his field, to help his other new kings grow. The great king was very delighted with his laborers in his field, as his yield grew larger and larger. The great king tested and judged his new kings, and they were strong. The great king was happy, and although his yield was plenty, it grieved the great king, for in his training and judging, some of his new kings were lost. He could not use them. It hurt him badly. It brought great sorrow to the heart of the great king to lose even one of his new kings, for he loved them all. Even so, the great king had a happy harvest. Although the great king tested and judged his new kings with tough experiences, it was his delight that many would overcome the trials and tribulations of experience and become wise kings. The great king was pleased with his harvest. He counted each of his new kings to be as precious as his citizens. Like his citizens, they were part of him, as his own body, born from his love. God's Great Wedding Celebration. With the passionate excitement of a bride, the great king's citizens looked forward to and longed for their wedding day, for they had waited long for their new kings, their groom, and promised special gift. Upon the wedding day, the great king wed each of his new kings to a tribe of his citizens. As a marriage made in heaven, they fitted each other perfectly. For in the great king's planning, he had originally made his citizens just for his new kings, and his new kings just for their gifted citizens, as bride and groom. The great king had a great wedding day to unite his new kings and their gifted citizens together. As a wedding present, the great king gifted his beautiful, newly built holy kingdom to his new kings and their gifted citizens to live with him forever. There was great joy in heaven. The great king had a fabulous wedding celebration banquet. As happy father, during the ceremony, he gave away his citizens to his new kings. They were all one big happy family. As his sons, the great king shared all his heavenly secrets and treasures with his new kings. God's Great Start of New Life. The great king kept his big secret promise to help his citizens love and grow throughout eternity, and gave them their promised very special gift of new kings. After the holy wedding, as promised, new life began, a wonderful new life. And the great king and his great family lived together in peace and joy throughout eternity.
The Revelation of the Kingdom of God. God's Secret Love Promise. This story is about a great holy king in heaven who ruled by love. He joyously loved to give and had a great holy kingdom. His rule was very tender and softly kind. He had extremely valuable citizens born from his love. He deeply loved his citizens dearly, even as much as himself, and in love, he served them. They're his own family and are very precious in his sight. They were many and could not be numbered, for they were growing constantly. They were pure and perfect people, born in heaven and lived in peace. They were very prosperous, wealthy people, very gentle and kind. They served their great king, walked with him by faith, and loved him very much. They were as his children, and he was as their father. The great king made a big secret promise to his citizens to help them love and grow throughout eternity, and he promised them a very special gift. God's great holy plan. In his wisdom, the great king devised an elaborate holy love plan to bring more joy to his citizens, to help them love and grow throughout eternity, and for new life to begin with his new kings, a wonderful new life. He planned to build a new great holy kingdom for his citizens, a new world. It would be a huge, new, wonderful holy kingdom, a world within itself. So he prepared much room in his heart for his new holy kingdom to help his citizens grow in peace and joy throughout eternity. Because he loved to give, in his wisdom, the great king decided to create new kings to help him rule his citizens in his new world yet to come. He'll divide up his new holy kingdom and share it with his new kings. He also planned to divide up some of his citizens and gift them to his new kings to rule alongside him. He then divided and gifted his new kings to each tribe of his citizens. He made a big secret promise to his citizens that their new kings will treat them very special and love them very much, just as he does. A marriage made in heaven. To keep his big secret promise, the great king decided to fashion his new kings in such a way that they couldn't live without their gifted citizens. They will be as one. They'll be married. In his wisdom, the great king planned a great wedding day for his new kings and their gifted citizens. As father, they'll all live together in peace and joy with him and his new beautiful holy kingdom in his new world yet to come. How God's kings are made. The great king was very happy and excited about his new kings and loved them as himself, as his own sons. He'll fashion his new kings similar to himself in his image and give them great wisdom and power. There'll be unique and peculiar kings. No two will be alike. In his wisdom, the great king decided to create his new kings as body, soul, and spirit. He also gave them his Holy Spirit to live inside them as their breath of life. From the dust of the ground, the great king formed his new kings and breathed his life into them. The great king made his new kings beautiful. They were gorgeous in his sight. In his love for his dear citizens, the great king gave birth to his new kings. The great king decided to put a love to give and a love to live in the hearts of his new kings. He also made them with a deep love to create, all designed for the goal of bringing joy throughout eternity to their gifted citizens, to gently rule them with tender love. The great king decided to make his new king lives inseparable from their gifted citizens, so he put a special yearning in each of his new kings. They would secretly yearn for him as Father Creator, and also secretly yearn for their gifted citizens. Likewise, after he made his big secret promise to his citizens, they instantly started yearning for their new kings. The great king made his new kings peculiar and very special, for they would have to rule alongside him and bring extra joy to their gifted citizens. That's why he decided to make them so much like himself, yet different. Now the great king decided to give his new kings three key gifts: wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The great king took delight as father with the idea of seeing his new kings grow up before him as his children. Each day, they'll grow stronger in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The great king wanted his new kings to rule with wisdom, to rule by using love. The great king couldn't just grant his new kings with full wisdom. The new kings wouldn't have the experience to know what the absence of wisdom was like. Besides, just giving them all the wisdom initially would interfere with their uniqueness and hamper their understanding. But instead, the multiple depths and layers of experience would enhance their uniqueness and boost their understanding. So the great king decided to give them wisdom through experience. Naturally, he would never let his new kings gain wisdom experience by testing and practicing on his precious citizens. They were too valuable. His new kings would have to get their wisdom experience another way. They would have to be trained. So the great king went to a far, far land to create and train his new kings far, far away from his citizens. God's Secret Field of Kings. As seed planted in the field, the great king planted his new kings for a future crop harvest of sons. In his far, far land, the great king created many things and many creatures, all with the goal of growing his new kings, preparing his new kings as preparing a groom for his bride and their wedding day. The great king looked forward to the day his new kings would rule beside him as his sons. He wanted to see the new joy in his citizens overflow when they meet their new kings. The great king had a big job ahead of him. He had to train many, many kings. He would be intimately involved in all their training details for his citizens were very precious to him and very dear to his heart. The great king had to train his new kings how to rule, how to love, and to have compassion. He had to train them how to give. In his wisdom, the great king decided to use trials and tribulations to train his new kings. Through trials and tribulations, his new kings would get the wisdom experience they'll need to rule with him. The great king also used the clock of time and slotted events to create experiences to nurture his new kings. He let them live among themselves. In their training, he let them practice on each other, to practice being kind to each other, to love each other, and have compassion on each other. The great king was with them each day and helped them in their training. He even walked with them and taught them. God's great harvest of kings. In his far, far land, the great king planted many, many kings. His field of kings was vast. One by one, as they grew ripe, the great king harvested his new kings, as a farmer would harvest his crops. In his wisdom, the great king used his one by one harvested kings to work his field, to help his other new kings grow. The great king was very delighted with his laborers in his field, as his yield grew larger and larger. The great king tested and judged his new kings, and they were strong. The great king was happy, and although his yield was plenty, it grieved the great king, for in his training and judging, some of his new kings were lost. He could not use them. It hurt him badly. It brought great sorrow to the heart of the great king to lose even one of his new kings, for he loved them all. Even so, the great king had a happy harvest. Although the great king tested and judged his new kings with tough experiences, it was his delight that many would overcome the trials and tribulations of experience and become wise kings. The great king was pleased with his harvest. He counted each of his new kings to be as precious as his citizens. Like his citizens, they were part of him, as his own body, born from his love. God's great wedding celebration. With the passionate excitement of a bride, the great king's citizens looked forward to and longed for their wedding day, for they had waited long for their new kings, their groom, and promised special gift. Upon the wedding day, the great king wed each of his new kings to a tribe of his citizens. As a marriage made in heaven, they fitted each other perfectly. For in the great king's planning, he had originally made his citizens just for his new kings, and his new kings just for their gifted citizens, as bride and groom. The great king had a great wedding day to unite his new kings and their gifted citizens together. As a wedding present, the great king gifted his beautiful, newly built holy kingdom to his new kings and their gifted citizens to live with him forever. There was great joy in heaven. The great king had a fabulous wedding celebration banquet. As happy father, during the ceremony, he gave away his citizens to his new kings. They were all one big happy family. as his sons, the great king shared all of his heavenly secrets and treasures with his new kings. God's great start of new life. The great king kept his big secret promise to help his citizens love and grow throughout eternity, and gave them their promise, very special gift of new kings. After the holy wedding, as promised, new life began, a wonderful new life. And the great king and his great family lived together in peace and joy throughout eternity.
I hope God blessed you with this holy story. To share this holy story with others, you're granted full permission to copy and freely distribute this recording alone, unchanged. For more information, please visit holypoems.org/kingdom. That's holypoems.org/kingdom.